bit out of order, but that's okay. I will be reading from the Word of God tonight in Luke 2, 1 through 20, if you'd like to turn to that and follow along. The greeting on one certain Christmas card goes like this. Christmas can be just plain weird. What other time of year do you sit around staring at a dead tree and eating candy out of your own socks? There are some other things about Christmas that can be considered the same. I mean, a virgin teen becoming pregnant, a baby who would save the world from its sins, a God who would become human being. That's pretty different or weird stuff. But to us, the supernatural will always seem odd. As one person said, if miracles happened all the time, we would just call them ordinaries. But talk about something odd, something out of the ordinary. Imagine you are an honest, hardworking sheep tender, enjoying a calm evening on the hillsides outside the city of Bethlehem. The Bible tells us better than I can. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. But why shepherds? Let's look into this a bit more. Shepherds were not really considered part of a polite society in those days. They were required to tend their flocks outside the city gates. The only reason shepherds had any significance was because sheep were a valuable commodity. Especially if it got closer to Passover, many lambs would be sacrificed in the temple. The work of shepherds was and is very difficult. They had to wrangle obstinate sheep. They had to ensure their flocks were well fed. They had to fend off predators, wolves, larger animals like bears and lions. Sometimes people would come in and try to steal the sheep. And this is probably why the shepherds were awake on this night. Most likely they were sleeping in shifts, ensuring the livestock was not compromised. And yet there is something significant and powerful about the inclusion of the shepherds in the Jesus story. Luke is reminding us by mentioning the shepherds that the kingdom of God is not just for insiders, but for outsiders like shepherds. Like the poor classes where Mary and Joseph came from. It reminds us that the kingdom of God is often not made up of the noble and wise, but of the underclass, those people who have no business being near royalty. Emmanuel, God with us, means God is truly among all classes of people, not simply the well-connected or well-resourced. The presence of the shepherd in the Christmas story also tells us a little bit about just what kind of Messiah Jesus would be. Listen again to what the angels tell them. I bring you great news of good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. The angel's message to the shepherds was this: the baby is your Savior, your King, your Christ, your gift straight from God, just for you. God wanted them to see the incredible personal nature of this Christmas gift, and he wants us to see it too. These shepherds weren't people really out of the ordinary. Their holiness hadn't earned them this special privilege of being the first to hear the news. They were just people. And God wants people to know how personal his gift really is. So in conclusion, on our presents we put little tags. To Dan from Julie. To Mom and Dad from Matt and Michelle. That way we pass out presents. It's easy to see who the gift is from. Had Jesus worn a tag, the tag could have read, "To Dan from God." In the manger as a baby, to any of you in the audience, from God. As a man teaching the way to God, healing the sick, forgiving the wayward, touching the heartbroken, to you from God. Jesus is a gift to you from God. God's very special and personal gift of grace, forgiveness, healing, peace, hope, direction, promise, and eternity to you. Jesus came as a baby that was wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. God's gift to you. But unless you accept him and let him live in your heart as your Savior and your King and your Lord, the gift really has no value to you. Jesus is God's gift. Open your life. Let him come out of the manger, out of the pictures, out of the pages of the Bible, and become real, born in you. I need God's gift. And I trust that before tonight is over, you can say the same.